Agenda item number 19, recommendations from the recreational fishing advisory board. Thank you, Alicia.
So we had a few cycle schedule changes for this term. In general, we have two RFAB cycles every year. The first cycle is dedicated to fishing projects, fishing events, children's events, Hope House, that sort of thing. And the second cycle is used for things like access projects. This year, during our first cycle with the fishing events, it was noted by the applicants that funding would not be available soon enough or early enough in the year for the clubs to pre-order all their supplies. So to expedite funding during this cycle, the RFAB decided to hold both the public hearing and the voting meeting on March 10th, which is why I'm here before you today versus in May. And to prevent that in the future, they decided just to swap those two cycles. So in the future, research and access will come first, which means they'll apply in December, and the fishing events will come later in the year. And they'll actually be applying for events that will happen in the subsequent year. It's going to cause a little bit of a weirdness for 2014, just because all the events that you'll be reviewing today will actually have to apply again in June for their 2015 events. So here are the facts. The RFAB actually recommended 10 projects for funding. Most of them were multi-year projects that were just up for renewal that we've seen many times before. Most are children's events, and a few also work with nursing homes and charities like the Hope House. So items A through I are all renewals. The one project that was new is item J, and the RFAB decided to recommend reducing their funding by a small amount. I believe it was $2,800 to begin with. And they did that because they're really looking at coming up with a cost per participant to sort of standardize funding. And they didn't do it this time just because there wasn't enough time to discuss that with the applicants. They have been told at this point. So they reduced it to the amount that they had previously accepted people at before. So that's why you have a reduced amount for that project only. Otherwise, they did recommend all of the projects. Other business that they had attended to, they recommended taking the remaining funds from the Virginia Coast Watch program and reverting it back to the fund. This is an internal project that has been inactive for several years, and it takes a vote to actually return that to the fund at this point. They also recommended a $15,000 increase for our cost code 320, which is our saltwater recreational staff personnel, and that accounts for our cost for insurance, rent, and retirement. That hasn't been increased since about 2005. So the total recommended expenditures from March 10th meeting are just over $71,000. The staff recommendation is to support the recommendations from the RFAB, which is expenditures totaling $56,058.30 for fishing events, increasing cost code 320 by $15,000, and returning the unused portion, or $9,987, from the Virginia Coast Watch program to the fund. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
No.
Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Motion to approve all recommended.
Motion by Dr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.